Brahmaji is very powerful. You can go with any pratibandhaka, pratibandhaka obstacle. Any antaraya, another name is antaraya. In his presence, it all are suspended and it can make you see what you are. So that is called as having gone to Brahma Loka, gone to Brahma Vidya, got rid of this obstacle, gained the freedom, and he is free in Brahma Loka. Can he travel further now? He cannot travel further. That is called as Kramena Muktihi, Krama Muktihi. One is called Satya Muktihi. Here, Iha Asmin Dehe, Asmin Janmani, in this birth and this body itself, person is released, he doesn't travel. Here is a person who did not make it in this body, but has to travel up to Brahma Loka. And that with the blessing of Brahmaji and his own upasana, therefore takes it to Brahma Loka. He had done so much. Avishita Pranave Brahma Buddhi. He's not ordinary guy. Nirguna Upasaka. And Brahmaji teaches him his release. See, whenever Pujya Swamiji said, wherever you are free, that is mukti, correct? You are mukta here or there, Satya Mukti alone is there. But you go there and become free, so therefore there is kramena, but in mukti there is no krama. Krama is what? In place. You did not get enlightened here, you got enlightened where? Brahma Loka. That's all of you did not study in India. I don't want to say further. So, where do you come and study? This is Amaraloka, America. When you write letter to your parent, I am studying Upanishad and learning Veda, they are all surprised. Locally you never went to temple. वहाँ जाके कब करता है? यहाँ क्या हो गया? प्रतिबंधक दूर हो गया. You are here, you are studying very seriously, and when you go and repeat few mantra which you know during arti time, they are highly impressed. But further they don't ask because you don't know, also they also don't know. So, but highly impressed. वाह, ब्रह्मलोक में जाता है. That's all. Same thing. You did not learn there, you pick up here. You did not study here, you study with what? Brahmaji. Mukti is always satya. These two fellows are clear? Now third fellow. See, as the first is very few get moksha here. More than this, who get moksha where? In Brahma Loka. And now the number will be what? Increasing, understand, huh? The third category is what? They have done so much punya karma. They are karma yogi va karmatha. This again two they are making. The karmatha, they have done such a good action, they go to lokas and enjoy the result of their action. Every action you do today, charitable, helping somebody, studying something, any penance you do, any fasting you do, all is paid off. You build a house for the children. Beautiful thing. You feed people. Big thing. All this charity, annadanam, godanam, bhudanam, suvarnadanam, all the different danam are there. First thing you should understand, whenever you're doing danam, suppose you go to somebody's house and giving danam to Swami or anybody, then you should take the permission of the host. Otherwise, half the punya will go to the host. That is Dharma Shastra. Best thing is to give danam in your own home and invite everybody, let them do danam in your home. Let them not take your permission, don't tell them, okay? You get what? Not a punyam. That is also Shastra. They're called dhanam, punya. Now all the punya he got, punya is like called currency, is called money. And you'll be paid. in the form of different experiences, and they are infinite. Therefore, if you look the whole the Mimamsa, the calculus of Ananda in Taittiriya and Brihadaranyaka, both is there. Manushya Gandharva Ananda, Manusha Ananda, like that goes up and up. If Punya is more, your joy is what? Relatively more, correct? See, person eating gulab jambun, healthy, no problem. And person having diabetes, and all the people have cautioned him and eating gulab jambun. Difference is there or not? Yeah. Because this fellow eats with a guilt. I should not eat, they are not good for me, and eats also. So, he doesn't get joy of eating, and if doesn't get joy of eating much, and he suffers also afterward eating gulab jambu. Who is better? Who doesn't have diabetes, and in his generation nobody has diabetes. That fellow enjoy what? Gulab jambu. A diabetic person what? Another thing, if he doesn't eat, but he is very jealous, why this fellow is eating? Other dukkham. Two dukkham he has got. This fellow eating with one dukkham, and I cannot eat him is what? Second dukkham. And after eating, third dukkham is what? What will happen to me? And definitely everything happens to him. And why definitely? Did I not tell you? Honey, your name should be honey. You don't need honey. Honey. They call, he has got gulab jambu, he has got, he can eat it, but he cannot enjoy like another fellow, correct? Aage piche hota hai. Pujya Swami used to be once upon a time example. One fellow go to heaven and he is a driver of Indra. Indra has no traffic because he is Indra. But he feels Indra is better, I have to drive for him, correct? Aage piche. Sukha karma phala is what? Always aage piche means more or less. This fellow goes, but they go to different loka and what? Come back. Then he says, doesn't want to say about, there are other loka where you go to suffer only, naraka, etc. Who goes that? Those who do positively action which are prohibited by Shastra. Jayasva Briyasva. So what Papa Punya, they're born here again and again. Now understand? Karmatha, Karma Yogi, Karma Sannyasi, and Paramartha Sannyasi. The four are top. I'm doing too much? Okay. Now if you feel too many Sanskrit words, so even I don't know these words, so anyway, I'll try to explain to you. Number one is what? Paramartha Sannyasi is freed here. Second one is what? Is Karma Sannyasi. Vibhidisu Sannyasi. Just to know the Brahman, he has given up everything, become a Swami or Swamini, and study with his or her teacher and only learns Vedanta and do Upasana. That is called what? Let sannyasi, karma sannyasi doesn't mean this class, okay? Anybody pursuing knowledge is what? Karma sannyasi. That called person, his heart is pure, is studying Vedanta, is clear, but some problems, some areas are there. Unconscious, he has to work, or she has to work. Heavy unconscious is there. You have to work on it whole life sometime. But result will be what? He will go to what? Brahma Loka. And Brahmaji will do what? Upadesha. And will get the freedom there. Other fellows are there who are what? Karma Yogi. Karma Yogi whose mind is not yet settled, he also should get what? Brahma Loka. If he is purely Karma Yogi, he will go to Brahma Loka only. Karma Sannyasi, Karma Yogi, both should go to what? Brahma Loka. But apna guy bhi hai, who is what? Sukha Sampati Garave. This fellow. He is praying Bhagavan and asking for what? Not in reading Bhagavan, in reading what? Let there be happiness in my home, let there be children in my home, let there be money in my home, let there be new car in my home, let my... Everything for what? Bal or bachcha. All the things for that. This fellow. Kama kami, artha kami, nothing wrong, this is a person. But one good thing about him is, he follows all the enjoined action of Shastra. Shastra says, dharmam chara, atiti devo bhava. All that, may you look upon your guest as a Bhagavan. May you look at your mother as a Bhagavati. May you look at your teacher as a Lord. They are the nearest to you as a Bhagavan. He follows all this. Does deva karma, pitru karma, everything. That person is clean person. But he wants here and hereafter something. He goes up to those loka, enjoys those loka. Phir kya hota hai? Vapis aata hai. This is called return ticket fellows. Round ticket, you know. So all these people always buy round ticket. And they are compulsory, they have to go back. One thing. They can't even change the ticket by producing sick certificate, no. That day also they have to leave what? That place you have to leave. One good thing about them, they go to good areas and come back. To good area. But the last fellows are what? They are neither karmatha, neither karma yogi or karma sannyasi, neither paramartha sannyasi. They are purely what? Crossing, cutting all the corners and then end deciding the means, like Ravana, etc. They have to go to painful areas. That also Krishna has taught. Whole chart is clear. In this chapter, he concentrated only on these two fellows. Now, yatra kale tvanavrittim avrittim chaiva yoginah. Now he talks about mainly two. Who are these two? Karmatha and karma sannyasi or karma yogi. Karma yogi, karma sannyasi has what? Return ticket or one way ticket? One way ticket. When you go, show, look at your ticket. Which ticket you are getting? Have you looked at your ticket? There are code letters only Bhagavan read. You can't read. Okay? So, Yamaraja read. But you know what you have done whole life. Not interested in anything. Only chikyasu mumukshu. He goes to Brahmaloka. Definitely. Therefore, prayata yanti what? Anavrittim. Prayata yanti avrittim. Those who return, they have got what? Round ticket. In India we call return ticket. Here you call round trip, round trip. Another fellow is what? One way. He's not going to come back. One Swami told me, this was a very great Swami, we are not going to be born again. I said, yes Swamiji. And I've got diabetes. I said, yes Swamiji. Therefore I'm not going to get sweet later on. I said, yes Swamiji, let me eat and die. Therefore, he was searching for gulab jambu and rasgulla everywhere. He said, kya khake marna hai? Bina khabi ki marna hai, khake maro. He'll eat like that. All of you don't follow me, okay? Certain area don't follow me. This is all I heard from that Swami. Yes. Now we have to go. Today, I decided to what? Complete, not finish, okay? Complete this chapter. So please help me, okay? Now, there is a traditional way of using words. How a path of no return, the path by which he goes, that path all devatas, the form of the Lord, which are kalavachaka, we are showing the time. When you go to north, higher, then you go in the uttarayana, in the shukla pakshaha, during daytime, all this shows what? You are going to north means you are going to reach a place where you want come back. And if you are going to the place where round ticket is given to you, That is called what? Smoky path, dark path. And what? You go in a dakshinayana. You understand? Whole year is divided in what? Uttarayana, dakshina. When the sun moves in what? Southern direction. When he moves in northern direction, 661, he dies in southern from July to January. And Chandra's moon is again indication which route he'll be going. He'll going to different lokas. He's a good person, karmata. He has never cut the corner. Very clean, neat, honest person, following all Veda says, and he'll be very happy. Veda said, and I did that action, and I got it, correct? You feel self-congratulation. Why? This is said here, and I got it, correct? When you're traveling, the flight is for Atlanta, and you reach Atlanta, you feel what? Good, because it's true, satyam. But sometimes what happens? The weather is very bad in Atlanta, so your flight is scheduled from, instead of Atlanta, you will go to Chicago. From Atlanta, you go to Chicago. And now the flight is go to Atlanta, but last minute some problem is there, you will go to Orlando. This is called what? You go all over, whole day you travel, and still you are in what? Orlando, not in Atlanta. You feel cheated, correct? You feel cheated. Yeah, pakka. When every result comes, this fellow feel, wow, I did this, I got this. I got this thing. But understand, Bhagavan gives me one more buddhi also. I get whatever I want, but my wanting me doesn't go. Still the self inadequacy doesn't go. You tell Swamiji, I got everything, but basically I am not happy. And Pujya Swami Dayanandji came to America for the first time. A big reception we gave in Bombay. In Bharati Devan, he was talking. We want to know what is about America. This is 1974-75. He smiled and said, in America and India, only difference is, in India, people are uncomfortably unhappy. In America, please fill up this. I did not say, correct? You said. Okay. Comfortably unhappy. Uncomfortably, the fellow is unhappy at end. So, if you go to any loka, it will be what? Comfortably unhappy. Your car is very beautiful, very comfortable, but you are going to office, that's enough. That's enough. You are going to office. Or both of you are fighting in the car. Let's call what? What? This we are going to talk now. Agnir Jyotirah Kshuklah Shanmasa Uttarayanam Tatta Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidojanah. Here he said, Agnihi Jyotihi Shukla Shanmasa Uttarayanam. There is one nyaya. Those who are writing down can write down always. Kriya bhedat phala bhedah. Kriya bhedat phala bhedah. If the actions are different, the results are what? And you can very clear, two person cooking the same item differently, result is what? Different results, correct? Same recipe, two fellows create different. Why? Kriya bhedat. If kriyas are different, results are what? Different. Now you see. One is working to because of sakamaha, wanted this idulship. Two person doing yajna. Yajna means a sacrificial ritual. One want to do for the antakkan shuddhi, other than the same action to gain swarga, the kriya is same, but what? Sankalpa is different, result will be different. If kriyas are different, phala can be what? Different also. I go north, you go south, result will be what? Different. So here he said, Agnihi Jyotihi Ahashukla. Look at the translation. When in which part the god of fire, the time, the god of light, that are time, see, Swamiji says time, all the time. A big discussion here, but we don't get to it. And the god of the day, the god of the fortnight, of the waxing moon, the god of the 6 months, of the sun's travel toward the north, are present, depending there, through that path, the meditator of Brahman go to Brahma Loka. One thing he shows, all this path is what? Bright. See, even in Uttarayana, all that good action, Subhakarma, they do it. All the magic, Maranam, Abhicharam, they do in Dakshinayana. Yajnapavya Sanskara also in Uttarayana. So when this fellow dies, the way the sadhus talked in India, even he dies during night also, night devata will hand over this jiva to day devata. Day devata, suppose he dies in a Krishna paksha, he will hand it over to what? Shukla paksha devata. And suppose Shukla paksha of the Dakshinayana is there, they will wait and hand over this fellow to what? Uttarayana. Then by that marga, by this path, he travels and go to what? Brahma Lokaha. Well, Mr. Brahmaji, each head has one Veda, and whose wife is Mahasaraswati, all knowledge, to that Loka he or she goes, and stays with them, and he gains the knowledge from Brahmaji, and what happened? Tatra Prayata Gacchanti. Brahma Brahma Vido Janaha. This is called what marga? Apunaravritti. Look at the Bhashya, which is very simple. Agnihi Uttarayana Kama Apilashi. Uttarayana Kama Apilashi. Kala Abhimanini Devata Tata Jyotihi Devata Eva Kala Abhimanini. Athava Agni Jyotishi Yata Shruteve Devate. Bhuyasantu Nirdesho Yatra Kaletam Kalamiti Amra Vanavat. Very beautiful. Yatra Kaletam Kalam. Predominance. Suppose there is a forest where maximum trees are of the mango, we call what? In Gujarat, so many names. Ambavadi is very common name in Gujarat. Where do you live? Ambavadi. There is no nowadays there is no Amba. Only you are there. So, but call Ambavadi. So, Ambavadi is what? Maximum trees are what? See, there are also areas in America I found. This is the predominant which community lives here? Irish. Here, oh, this area, this community lives. Correct? So, this way, Amra Vanavat, he said. Tam kalam bhuyasam tu nirdeshah. So, Agni, Jyotihi, all this Kala Abhimani Devata. Therefore, he gives the name Kala. Tata Ahaha Devata. Ahaha Shukla. Shukla is what? All bright. Shukla Paksha Devata. See, we have got this Indian calendar, you have to understand. It's not based on Surya, it's based on the moon, lunar calendar. The waxing and waning of the moon. When the moon is growing, they're called Shukla Paksha. When it's waxing, it's called what? Krishna Paksha. Now, which Paksha has more light? That is a mistake. Krishna Shukla has got same light. This all calls that fact. Better understand. Tulsidas ji says in Ramayana, ekko Shukla kehte, ekko Krishna kehte, dono mein prakash saman hone par bhi. If you thing. Look at, I am not bluffing, okay? Look at this. But it looks, here the moon is growing, therefore you call what? Shukla. Other what? Going down. But that's called time. Here it is just showing the time where these people who have done so much upasana travel by this road. That is way we are not interested in showing the devata. We are not interested in showing the marga. We are interested in showing where they reach. Correct? Where they reach. This two path, they reach where? Brahmaloka. Uttarayanam. If you look at in Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, they give stories. Bhishma Pitama has a Ichhamrityu. Ichhamrityu is what? Whenever he wants to die, he will die. And none of us got, okay? We have got what mrityu? Anichhamrityu. Sometimes anichhamrityu also. Somebody comes and guns you down, is called what? Anichhamrityu. We have got only two. Anichhamrityu or what? Anichhamrityu. Very few has got what? All yogis are Ichhamrityu. Yogis always know whenever they want to give up the body, they can give up the body. He was a yogi, Ganganandana, the Gandharva has taken the form because of Shrapa, was very great warrior. All this pierced from the here, whole body is pierced with the arrows, till he is alive. And that time, he was waiting, this happened somewhere in November, this war, 18 days. He was waiting for what? Uttarayana. And 14th day of January, now it becomes 15th, slowly changing. That is called very auspicious time. Anybody dies in that time, go to what? Brahmaloka, okay? In other way, anybody who has to go to Brahmaloka will die that day. Understand? That's where it goes. I'll talk sometime. Time of death, the type of condition we are, that decides your gati. That's also another thing. Ante ya mati sa gatihi. What is the frame of mind you have got at the time of dropping this body? You will go. The worst death is that you are unconscious and die. It's not a good death, they consider. You'll go to tamoho, because tamas is there. I don't want to scare you, but it's all talked in Brahma Sutra. Lot of area they covered, and Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Okay, chalo. Devata suklaha sanmasa uttarayanam. So Bhishma Pitama was waiting, except that day he dropped the body, but story goes, he never traveled. Got the moksha there only. But other person can travel north. So marga bhuta itrisa anyatra nyaya tatra tasmin marge prayata amrutaha gacchanti brahma brahma vidho. Don't understand brahma is, he knows the brahma, no, he is what? Upasana. I am brahman. And this pranava, the om, the sound reveals brahman only. Abhidanam abhideya. The sambandha he understand. The best name for Brahman is Om. That he understand. And Om also he has heard Satyam Gnanam Anantam Brahma. But some obstacles are there. Clarity is not there. That person. Kramena iti vakya shesha gacchanti. Why krama? In sequence. You die here. Then you travel. And then you reach there. And Brahmaji greets you, aye, and then what? Baithiye, then what? Thoda din aram karo, let your jet lag get over, then what? Well, it is so much you go long, be lot jet lag, correct? And Brahmaji, then you are little okay, and then you will see what? Tattvamasi ho jayega kaam. Then what? No travel. Kitna bevkoof hai na, itna maha jake mukta ho na, itna travel karke, which is better? Huh? Which is better? Suppose I give you coffee after taking you to New York, and I give you coffee here, which is better? Okay. It's like that. Anyway, in Bombay people travel some 200 miles to eat some potato vada somewhere. They go all the time like that. Never understand this type of enthusiasm, okay? Now, next sentence is Shankaracharya. Nahi sadyo mukti bhajam samyak darsan nishtanam gati hi agati va kachit aste. Nahi sadyo mukti bhajanam, one who knows I am Brahman, now only is free, for him there is no travel. There are people who think that Guru is, after death of Guru, now Guru has traveled somewhere and he is guiding me after death. Can you imagine? Now can you see, he is respecting his Guru or degrading his Guru? They tell also, now my Guru is guiding me. Swami Dayanji says, when he was alive, this ignorant Guru misguided him. Now after death also he is misguiding for me. That is the problem. So alive he was to confuse, and dead also what? He continued to confuse him. Okay? And it is dangerous because he is halfway home. Ghost. The Guru ghost is after him. Previously the Guru was there. Guru is better, Guru ghost is better. I find out. It is our fellow. They don't know what they are talking. Therefore, sometimes you want to praise the person, you do what? Disturbing the person, you know how to praise the person. Samyak darshan ishtanam gatihi. There is no going or returning, okay? Or avagati is not there. How do you say that? Na tasya prana utkramanti. He does not travel, the Veda says. Then what happened? Atra brahma samashnute. He gave the brahma right here. Did not get it. He is Brahman, he knows that. Brahmai vasan brahma apyeti. He is limitless. Only thing now he knows he is limitless. Not that you become limited. You are limitless. Now you what? Now no more ignorance. I don't take myself to be limited. That's all. Iti antara kala abhavah shruyate. Between knowledge and the freedom, there is no two things. Now I know. After death, I'll be free. Is it like that? Now I understand the joke. After 3 hours, I laugh. Is it like that? Please understand the joke first, okay? If I understand the joke, when will I laugh?
Immediately,
huh? Therefore, not afterwards. Therefore, you can't say he has understood the joke, but he's going to laugh after 3 days because now he's very busy. It's not like that. So, this is what they all Shruti has to say in all Veda Vakya I'm talking. Brahmai vasan brahma apyeti iti antara kala. Between the knowledge and freedom, there is no waiting period. You know waiting period? You may not wait out, now I got knowledge. Now moksha, I have to wait, I have to sit on it. No. Moment you know you are Brahman, you are what? Free. It's called instantaneous. What are what? Yugapath. Yugapath means what? Instantaneous. Correct. Now next. Now other fellows are what? Vapis aega. Vapis aega means what? What happened? In Gujarati, in India, we never say go. When somebody is going, we never say. We say what? Jaake vapis ajana. Once I was going, they said so many times, aujo, 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 please come back, please come back. When I went, my train has left already. I really came back. They were all surprised because they were all happy that I have gone. I don't know why. Now, next day nobody told me, Aujo, Aujo, this Jajo, Jajo, please go. Go, 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 don't come back. Okay? So this is so, in India also, Aujo is not said all the time. Sometimes you say, Namaskaram. This all, if you are traditionally, you know, if a death happens in the home, and everybody comes to meet you, to console you, and those fellows are going. Irundre avjo, don't damn time. Means what? Again and again let that happen in my home. Never. That time we are supposed to do namaskara. You also know how to handle yourself in such occasion. That time you never say bye. You say what? Come back? No, come back. Go. Namaskara. That's the way. Anyway, here the fellow is going to what? Going to come back. Our fellow. Iti srutehe brahma sandina pranaha evate brahma bhutmaya brahma bhuta evate. He finishes that. Dhumo ratristata krishna shanmasa dakshinayanam tatra chandramasam jyotihi yogi prapya nivartate. Yet the word yogi is very confusing. Okay, better those are writing notes. The word yogi here only means who are not karma yogi but karmatha. He said yogi because he follows enjoined action. What is to be done, he follows dharma karma. Therefore, is called yogi. He is not karma yogi or dhyana yogi or jnana yogi. The word yogi here in this is only because whatever vihita karma enjoined by scripture, he does it well. Okay. Now here he said, the yogin travelling by the route, marga, where the presiding deity of clouds, dhumaha, or smoke, the deity of the night, he called ratrihi, the deity of the dark fortnight of the waning moon, okay, Krishna Pakshaha, and the deity of the 6 months of the southern solstice, okay, the sun's trek toward the south are present. Having gained the world of the moon, what happens? They return. Te sarga lokam vishalam bhuktva. What? Come back. Shine punne martya lokam vishanti. A brahma bhuvanan lokan. Punaravartinorjuna. Giving up Brahma Loka, all other Loka, if you go, you'll what? We don't have eternal heaven or eternal hell. We have got what? Temporary, you go there, enjoy there, and do what? Enjoy or suffer also if it is something. Then you do what? Come back. So he said, Dhumo Ratri. Who is what? Here is a person with karma kandi. Kama kami, karmatha. Very religiously follows all duties. All that is to be done, he does very well. But only thing in his mind is what? I want to go to better place. Look at, I see, all the children growing up in India, their only thing is, they want to come to USA, they want to go to foreign countries, make a career, make money, this is called what? Karmatha. They discipline themselves. They study very hard. They give all the exams which you can't even imagine. They pass through all these exams to reach where? Here. Correct? This is called what? They invested so much to reach what? Another area. And here they come. Get H1, get green card, their citizenship, then go back. Then they want to go back. Dual citizenship. Fine. So he came from there to here and here to there. Okay, ho gaya, road pura ho gaya. I say, so these are the fellow who are what? Constantly on travel. We are always, see, world over if you look, the movement of people, wherever they find more security, more prosperity, more opportunity, what? They all go there. Now if they find more opposite China, they'll go where? To the China. Find more opposite Asia, they'll go there. More opposite Germany, they'll go there. But they are interested in Germany? No. What they are interested? Already told you, we are always thinking about the objects, not for their sake. But the guna, nobody wants money. Because the money has one guna called buying power. The buying power I want to get, therefore I want money, the guna is there. But why want a buying power? Then I can enjoy. I can be more happy than what I am. But why has the answer why you want even buying power? Correct? Therefore all movement is there from here to up, up back to here. So these are the fellows who are what? Constantly going from one place to another. And they by right means following right karma, take but they come back. Dhumo ratri dhuma abhimanini ratra abhimanini cha devata tata krishta krishta paksha devata shanmasa shandakshinayanam iti shanmasa abhimanini devata purvabhat devata. Already we have said. This is called devata is the kalavachaka. Route they show by which marga route they will go. Important is where they reach is important. Tatra chandramasi bhavam chandramasam jyotihi. Here the word jyoti again very difficult. The word jyotihi means phalam. See Shankaracharya. The jyoti is not bright or light. The word jyoti here is karma phalam. That is the meaning phalam. Which are the phalam? Ishtadikari. Now look at that. Ishta, Shankarananda says, Ishta Purtadi Punya Phalam Prapya Anubhuya. Ishta Purtadi. There are two types of all these Vaidika karma if you do, they're called Ishta. Then Purta is Kupa. What is that? Kupa Tadagadi. Then Bhavana Nirmanam. Udhyanam, all this, Anna Pradhanam, all these are, they all charitable activity, social activity. There are people who always wanted to help others. I was so happy where I went recently to Morgantown. Then one doctor, a young man, and another doctor also, he is a great eye specialist, something, a super specialty. Both, this one guy gave $250,000 to this guy to do all free eye operations in different places he gives them. All eye camps he sponsors. I was so happy. Now when you are helping somebody, you are spending your money, your energy, you will get what? Punya. And the punya will give you what? A conducive situation. Whenever in your life everything is conducive to you, everything is what you exactly want, understand whatever you have done punya previously has given result to you. Correct? Morning you get up at right time, punya. You had a good sleep, what? Punya. Very good punya. Other fellow did not snore today. What? Punya. He snored but I did not hear. Punya. We both snore and never heard each other. Punya. We snore, our neighbors could not sleep. Their papam, our punya. All the good punya. You have got punya, no problem, correct? Therefore, you got, you see, like my punya was there. There was heavy snow here, freezing. And I left this place and got a flight and went to Florida. Here is a freezing, there is 88 degree temperature. I told people, you all suffer here, I don't mind, let me go. What was my time was what? Punya. I don't want to say further, okay? That is called, when you are conducive, you are what? Punya. The food you wanted, same taste, first time your wife cooked the food, you like it. Punya. Your job got, your boss got transferred. Punya. Your mother-in-law decided not to come this summer. Punya. Like that. So a lot of punya there. There are small conducive. All the conducive called punya. You decided to join somebody for some business. and somebody told you not good time for you to do investment, and you stop, and all those fellow lost money, you saved your money. It's called what? Punya. This is called punya. Punya means everything falls in place. In your home, everybody has got viral infection except you. Punya or papa? Because punya, because you did not get. Papa, because you sold all these fellow. You look at papa also, because these were all lying down, you had to do every service to them. So that happened. So punyam, papam, all the way you can see, here is the person, he has got everything what he wants. What he wants exactly, things or situation are so conducive to him. That's the amazing thing I tell you. So that is called what? Phalam. Tamilian? Palam. Okay? They will not say phalam, they will call it palam. Palam. That palam is what? Parayam. Okay. Parayam. I know. That you have to twist your tongue, that other further. What is it called? Banana? Ishtadikari, I'm Gujarati, understand. So, Ishtapunyadi Panyapalam Prapta Anubhuya. Yes, Shankarananda could not keep quiet. One very beautiful tikakar on whole Gita, he said, Prapya, first Sankaracharya will finish. Yogi is what? Not karma yogi is what? One who following the karma. Prapya, having got to those places, Bhuktva, having enjoyed Bahamas, having enjoyed, what is that? Hawaii. Then what? Your money is over. You've got package program for 5 days. Then fifth day what happens? You have to come back to what? Pennsylvania. Takshayat, when it is over, karma phala bhoga samkshaya. You have to enjoy this much. Understand, wherever you are, to enjoy that situation, your punya will be there. Moment that is over, you'll be what? Separated. Even individual, even the things, you will be out of it next day. Your thought will be there. Now enough with that. You get out from there. Yesterday somebody was talking to me. A guy went to play volleyball or something on the beach of this Madras, and he played and came back, and after half an hour the tsunami came. And other fellows were playing there, tsunami came what? Over. So that's called luck. You know, your luck is what? Just half an hour before you moved away, other fellow came after half an hour to play. Purna, papam. Takshayat nivartate. Your Bhagavad Shankarananda says, are you listening these talks? Yes. Something happens to you? No. Better something should happen. What is that? Yata yata dukkham. All the dying, every birth you have to take, every body you have to give up is what? Painful. And you have to go to new situation. What? Painful. Yata yatam. Travel is easy or difficult? Anybody who has got from, now I used to feel some people in from office for today here, tomorrow California, third day Toronto. Wow, he's so lucky going all over. So lucky. He's going to Australia also, going that also. Then when I started traveling, then I understand what? Then what? With each travel, you know, you take deep breath and go. Because when they see me, you know, one day I was wearing this dhoti. This is called jari, you know. All this gold, this what they called border, and that choo-choo-choo, they started making noise. Now this fellow got doubt. They three times they took. I said, remove this cloth and check me. They won't do that. With this they check me. I said, this is making noise, and I'm about to lose my flight. Three times they make me up and down, and check me up to my bones. They're supposed to do. Because what? Yata yata problem. You go running, flight is delayed. Then you reach, your bag doesn't reach. Your bag reach, you don't reach. both reach, the person doesn't come and pick you up. Person come and pick you up, you reach, your bag reach, but his car is towed away. No, kya karo this car? Every time I go for situation is what? Therefore I say Dakshinamurti Raksha Karma. Because what is going to situation you don't know. Something is up for you. Therefore Yata Yata is what is local travel, understand. And that travel, give up this body, take the new body. Once upon a time we opened a school in south of India. And Swamiji was so enthusiasm. Young children coming to, small children coming to school. How is the school going? I asked the principal and teacher. He said, Swamiji, everything is beautiful, but one problem is there. He said, what is the problem? Children come to school, they cry so much. And when they go back to home, they cry so much. He said, they cry both the time? Yes. Why? You know, when they come to school, you understand why they cry. Why? When they go home again, they cry. Why they cry again? He says, Swamiji, all the toys we give them to play, they have to leave the toys in the school and go home. So they can't carry the toys back to home. So they again cry for what? Now you understand, for our also same thing. Okay, I don't know where to go further. When you leave here, from other you cry and come here. Now here happens what? All the toys you got around you, house, car, everything, to give up that what? Again you cry. Marne wala bhi ro raha hai, paida hota hai, wo bhi kya? That's all. Crying you come, crying you go. And there in between, after travel also, yata yata dukkam anantam. Infinite pain is there. Aho kashtam. So much agony is there. Avivekena. All those fellows are not viveka. What? Discriminatory analysis. Who am I? He has not done. What I am not, he has not understood very well. Because of aviveka, you have to suffer the birth and death again and again, and so much pain you are undergoing. Suchitam. Therefore you do what? Do viveka. Correct? Bhaja Govindam. Bhaja Govindam. Beautiful. Now Sir Krishna want to summarize. He said, enough, enough. Now I'll summarize. Shukla Krishna Gati Hete. Jagatah Shashvate Mate. Ekaya Yatyana Vrittim. Anyaya Vartate Punaha. One thing you have to understand from previous verse. You may do right scripturally enjoined action which will give you a very beautiful, enjoyable, comfortable situation. It can give you results which are very beautiful. But you can get all that you want here and hereafter. But action can get you everything you want, but action cannot grant you freedom. And moksha, freedom alone, will put end to all the pains once and for all. Anything you gain here, the effort you make is painful. And once you gain it also, there is pain of what? I'm going to lose it one day or another. And with every achievement, there is also some pain because you cut some corner unknowingly. Therefore, come out of it. That is the message. Therefore, action cannot free you. Knowledge alone can give you muktihi. Na karmana moksha. Jnanena muktihi. That is the message here. To show that again, Bhagavan Krishna said, Shukla Krishna Gati Hi Ete Jagata Shashvate Mate. This is well known. In the Jagata, the world of the people, these two paths are there. One is a path of return, another is a path of no return. Shukla Krishna bright and dark. Shashvate Mate. They are eternal. remember the, write down the word, relatively eternal is this two path of going and returning is called what? Relative. Because the whole world is relative, any movement in this world will be also what? Relative only. Anadi, Ananta, Gati is there, he says here. By one you get anavrittim, no return, by other you are born again and again. Here, the Tikakara reminds you of the three Gatis. Putrena ayam lokaha, karmana pitru lokaha, vidyaya deva lokaha. This is mantra from Veda. Putrena ayam loka jayaha. If your son progeny, this world you can conquer. Karmana, doing all rituals, etc., pitru loka you can get. It's a very conducive loka. Vidyaya means by upasana, by meditation, you can get deva loka. This loka, pitru loka, deva loka, they are the result of different type of action. And I already told you, kriya veda, phala veda, iti nyaya. But if you do meditation, one type of result. If you do angel action, karma, vihita karma, one type of action. If you are progeny, etc., you get married, your children, this loka you can win over. These three mantras are there from Veda. And he says, this is the jagataha. The world of people have two gati. Meditators have one gati. And karmatha, karma yogi, another gati. Those are pranava, brahma, upasaka, go to brahma loka. Other who do any action, they go to that loka and return. Therefore, jnana karmanoho na jagata sarvasyeva eti gati sambhavataha shashvate nitti sansarasya nityatvad mate abhiprayaha. This sansara, sansara is what? Eternal. Why? When did it start, you know? No. When is it going to come to end? No. It has no end. Unless knowledge take there, this will perpetuate by itself. One sadhu was asked by a jigyasu, Maharaji, main kya karu ke jaise aapko main pasand mein aa jao, meri mukti ho jaye. What should I do to get freedom? This Maharatma is in his own masti said, tere kuch bhi nahi karne pe itna sansar ban gaya, to tere karne se kya hoga? Without doing, you are doing anything, whole world is there. Did you do anything? And if you do, it is going to come to end or going to increase further. Therefore, this world is like that. Kutte ki puch hai. Usko kya karoge? Therefore, sannyasam kuru. Give up all this thing and only seek knowledge. That's what he said. Tatra ekaya shuklaya yati anavrittim anyaya itaraya avartate punah punah. In one, those are meditators. Listen, those are spiritual seeker has no problem. If they don't make it here, they'll make it next birth also or in Brahmaloka also. Once I'm seeking, finish. Your papers are what? Your file is taken out. Why? Useless fellows. Why? You cannot do anything to seeker because if you go to any other loka, I will spoil people there also. Therefore, uska file. All of your file is what? Taken out by Chitragupta. Don't send him anywhere, only send him where? Either to Brahma loka or some other loka where he can study further. There is no. Gita 6 chapter, so much to. Bhagavan Krishna say, Nahi kalyan krit kaschid durgatin tata gacchati. One is seeking me. You may have some obstacle. I will handle their obstacle. It is my job. I will take care of them. They are in safe hand. They will make it. Therefore, once you are pursuing spirituality, you relax. Okay, why? You joyfully understand and study. All other things who will take care of? The Lord Bhagavan says, Yoga Kshemam Bahamiham. What you need, I'll provide you. What is not necessary, I will remove these people and things from you quietly. That you don't worry, I'll take care of. That's how Krishna says so many words. Now here, one more verse. There is a mantra in Veda. Nasa punaravartate, nasa punaravartate. This wise man never comes back. There's no rebirth. Or even if he goes to, because little problem was there, if he reaches Brahmaloka, he won't come back. Nasa punaravartate, nasa punaravartate, anavritti shabdat. Last sutra of the Brahma Sutra. Anavritti has not avritti again and get what? That is called Veda, is a pramanam for that. Naite sruti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschana tasma sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. Yoga yukto bhava. Hey Arjuna, yoga yukto bhava. That is the message Krishna giving. Equip yourself for this knowledge at all times. That's the message. Equip yourself, prepare yourself, expose yourself to this teaching. So the knowledge takes place. On your side, only you have to prepare the mind. Pramanam you need not do, that handle, teacher's handles. If I prepare my mind and I find out the areas which are required to reshuffle, do some readjustment, do it. Therefore prayer, meditation, rituals, they are all what? Nitya karma. You never give them up. Mam anusmara yuddhacha, another place he said. Very beautiful words, one sentence here said. Another says, Sarveshu Kaleshu, at all time and all places, you do what? Equip yourself for this knowledge. Anything which disturbs your mind, anything which makes your mind extrovert, anything which makes you dull, anything which your consciousness is knocked off, that is your enemy number one. Anything alters your consciousness, like alcohol, etc., very dangerous. Anything you are knocked off, your intellect knocked off, like krodha, excitement, panicking, that is your enemy. One thing in his Jigyasa's life, he has to work for this learning mind, and mind which is always composed, always abiding, always alert. That mind if one creates, that all the Vedanta, when you learn in the class, when you are not in the class, they will work. They will start showing their meaning because your mind is working on that. If mind is too restless, mind is too judging, mind is too much in pain, nothing can happen. Any amount of Vedanta will not sink in. Why? To sink in, to assimilate that, Yogi Bhava. What a sentence Bhagavan says. Tasma sarveshu kaleshu yoga yukto bhavarjuna. For the naite surti partha janan yogi muhyati kaschita. One who knows this samsara, one is the place where you don't come back. Other by which you go and come back. Having known this, you understand. The word yogi is, means mumukshu jigyasu. A person who is seeking is a jigyasu. Gnatumichu, he has no delusion. That the karma will solve my problem, so delusion is not there. Becoming something, I will be secured, he has no delusion whatsoever. He knows knowledge alone frees. Freeing is always happened by knowledge, nothing else. Therefore, whatever I need to prepare myself for self-knowledge, certain disciplines are said, I am ready to do it without laziness, without inadvertent, pramada rahitam, alasya rahitam. Therefore, he has no confusion whether the security and enjoyment will make me better person or going to some places. Whole world is talking about sending you to different places. They are all returning back, sending you to heaven and following this fellow. I think you will be losing yourself. Better don't look at that. Only equip yourself for knowledge. That's all. This is very important thing. Going here, going there, looking here will not solve problem. Only thing is solve fundamental problem is self-knowledge. Tesma yogi bhava he Arjuna. Then he praises this knowledge. Two vakyas lastly. All that result which is said in the Veda. In the Veda, all the different karmas, all this is included in this knowledge. Included in this discovery of oneness as whole. Whole includes all the parts. And it is much more than what they give. Understand? It is much more than what any action can give. And any action whatever they give, that is included here. Vedeshu yagyeshu tapasu chaiva. Daneshu yat punya phalam pradishtam. Atyeti tas sarvamidam viditva. Yogi param sthanam upaiti chadyam. Beautiful verse, we'll see when you come back. And stand, you've got some just we'll talk and come back at 12 o'clock. If you come before that, better.
Thank you, Swamiji. Welcome, friends. It's good to see all of our regular patrons here and our friends that come and visit us.